I'm back on that dream chasing shit, man. Fuck. Loyalty brings forth royalty.
Your nigga pass, make it slap.
Forever. Lamborghini through the hood, just to motivate the trenches. Run around like it's all good, even though I know these niggas vicious. All this cash, they say I change. If niggas broke, I get suspicious. That's my dog from back in the day, but I'm gonna go with my extension. I bring my effing in to any city, I ain't checking in. Should they ain't hear me, I said let me in. Was at the door, why raining it pour? Now we jumping out them things in Dior. Brand new Rolls Royce, the umbrella shit, it came in the door. They never thought that we'd take it this far. She a baddie, tiptoeing all on the marble, it ain't a stain on the floor. They never thought that we'd make it this far. Cause I was down bad, now it's mansion with the palm trees. Choppers to the judges, me and Ruben, shit beyond me. I ain't even prayed to live this way, this shit can't found me. Quarter million on my lefty, perfect timing. Cause what's a problem to a schedule that keep changing? Remember I was down bad, ain't nobody do no favors. I'm like, where was y'all at? When I was gone, the system caved in. Guess it all was worth it. Circle God's smile ever since I got Boston. Realest nigga breathing and you know I'm going top 10. I remember stressing over hoes, but now it's options. Made it through it all, so this ain't no sad song, shit no way. No, this ain't no sad song, shit no way. No, this ain't no sad song, shit. Mama dry your tears, take this crib, and that's some bullshit, okay. Whoa, only big dog shit, big dog. Only big dog shit, big boss. Only big boss shit, big boss. Only big dog shit. Shorty said Diddy, she looking so pretty. She give me that wiggy and back of the road. Ayy, ayy, feel like I'm cracking a code. Niggas ain't with me, they must be against me. I'm telling my hitters to snap they soul. Northside, not on T. Talk they talk when I leave. I can't got 10 with a drum. If one smoke, I turn I be. If shorty don't go, I leave. Too fast for the high speed. On the grand, do a pose for the pick. If you put on that shit, then you having is cheese. Give me a shot and get another one. Give me a. And get my brother one, I make it hot. Soon as the summer come, I make it hot. I'm at the top, I am not one of them, I got a Glock. Came with a drum and I'm switch with a box. Can't run for the minute, go fa, fa, fa. What is he on, whatever he want. What is he doing, whatever he want. Take a right to the story, whatever you want. Ayy, ay. I can go to my hood whenever I want. Say I ain't good, got one, all the bitch get stuck whenever I want.
Yeah. I feel like my gut always right. I feel like one decision really could fuck up your life. Feel like my gut always right. These niggas ain't cut from my cloth. We nothing alike. Niggas, they saying they want it, but don't even know all the problems that come with this life. They keep on asking why I ain't get to the next level, but that shit don't come overnight. That shit don't come overnight. Blood, sweat, tears, night after night. That shit don't come overnight. Blood, sweat, tears, night after night. That shit don't come overnight. Blood, sweat, tears, night after night. That shit don't come overnight. Blood, sweat, tears, night after night. Night after night, I was rapping. I'm trying to make it happen. I need to go jump on a flight. Jump on a flight and I land. Clearport landing, nothing in life it was handed. None of this shit I ain't taking for granted. Although it's so much to manage. Granny told me that it's God's plan. You just wasting time trying to plan it. Woke up, gave my bitch 5 bands. She done gave me chance after chances. Turned nothing into something. Niggas showing envy, I don't understand it. I had stayed calm, I ain't never panicked. It threw me off when I started losing my friends and losing my family. It threw me off when she started talking like I wasn't up in her standard. It threw me off that I keep smoking these woods like they ain't cancer. Most of these bitches is nightlife creeps, bottle girls that are dancers. And just like a nighttime thief, I'm in and out of these mansions. Never put yourself in a situation where you at a disadvantage. I was hopping out the color, it was me and cuz ducking from the cameras. Staying at the W, I'm fucking Philly bitches in Atlanta. I'ma do the Sprite, ginger ale bite, I don't do the Fanta. I don't do pretending, I ain't never watching what a nigga spending. Reason why we winning, we be always working, we ain't never chillin'. I feel like my gut always right, I feel like one decision really could fuck up your life. Feel like my gut always right, these niggas ain't cut from my cloth, we nothing alike. Niggas, they saying they want it, but don't even know all the problems that come with this life. They keep on asking why I ain't get to the next level, but that shit don't come overnight. That shit don't come overnight, blood, sweat, tears, night after night. That shit don't come overnight, blood, sweat, tears, night after night. That shit don't come overnight, blood, sweat, tears, night after night.
You know I've been trying to find a way.
These niggas ain't hating on me for no reason. I know it's a reason, let me say the reason. They might not ever see it how I see it. Now I fuck bitches, she was European. They might not ever be at where I be at. Think it's crustaceans where we bout to eat at. Kiffin' my A6, that was where my feet at. Left her inside the room, I said I'd be back. She told me grab a bottle and a 3-pack. I drop for the streets and I wait for the feedback. And whether the comments is good or bad, I need that. Ain't nobody bringing the streets back. Numbers was low, couldn't beat that. They cheating to win, I ain't cheat back. And you can't do your dirt where you sleep at. Life throwing me punches, I eat that. But I know I'm the one, I believe that. If I'm making a promise, I keep that. I told you I'm bringing the streets back. I looked at my bro, I'm like, we back. He looked at me back, he like, let's go. It's some shit you gotta just let go. I was right with my man pushing XO. I done trapped in the cold, I had strep though. I got groupies lined up at my next show. From a hoopty, I need me a lamb truck. Motivated, no hating. If I can't get it, then I tell myself, get your bands up. I could've sat down, but I'll stand up. I take care of the fam, I had manned up. I'm eating lamb, but it used to be canned goods. I remember that damn stuff. Can't believe I'm getting fan love. I'm sure they don't know they the reason I got me this house and I'm putting my fam up. I'm sure they don't know they the reason. And I always locked in, so I never got jammed up. A lot of these bitches you can't trust. I know if I ain't have all the grams tough, they was gonna try to put me in handcuffs. I miss Granny saying, pull your pants up. I hear Remo saying, take a chance, cuz. And I did it.
Let's get it, let's get it, let's get it, let's fucking get it. We are back, we are back, we are back, we are fucking back. Wow. We are back, we are back. Episode 189. God damn it, we missed last week. Then they tried to stop us with the damn parade this week. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man. Like, St. Patrick had other things in mind.
I mean, shout out to my people, man. I'm 3% Irish.
Like, yo. Okay. I am glad we had the extra this week. Like, shit. But yeah. We are back, guys. You got your boy Boosie 215, 152, whichever you want to call me. East Baltimore, what up? My guys, what up?
All right. Mr. Perfect Attendance. Mr. Whatchamacallit, Macaulay Culkin. You know what I mean? Back in the building because I'm always in the building. Your dick.
You already know you got your boy NABH Band from the most infamous group, None Above Brotherhood. What I would it do?
And shout out to everybody in the room. Everybody in the room. Shout out to our cameraman behind the cam, Cody. What up, what up, what up? But we are here. We are here. What's up with you guys, man? How y'all feeling? We wasn't here last week.
Man, fuck all that. This nigga Boosie. We here today. Okay. You know what I'm saying? This nigga Boosie woke up on the wrong side of the fucking bed this morning.
Oh, you trying to have homie court right now?
You know what I'm saying? Journey, man, he woke up on the wrong side of the bed, but we made it, baby.
I had to cancel my Uber. You know what I'm saying? I was majestic actually.
Yeah, she was, right, cool.
Oh!
I had to cancel my Uber. I was like, look, nigga, fuck it. Like, you know what I mean? Kind of glad, because that parade would have been some shit. Like, you know what I mean? My ass tried to walk like 3 fucking blocks again. Nah, nigga, that shit wouldn't have been good. Ass would have been hopping and shit like that, trying to get up in.
Yo, man, long as y'all know that I'm passionate about this shit, I just got to start directing it in other places, man. But how y'all guys feeling, man? What's up with y'all, man? How was it? How's things going along, man?
Man, you already know for me, shit is everything, you feel me? As always, never seen a day like this. We'll never see another day to come. You feel me? I take every day as they come. You know what I mean? I'm inspired to inspire. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, man.
Hey, yo.
Everything's possible.
Because it's impossible.
Hey, yo, I do not need. You know what I mean? Hey, yo,
nothing
you see?
Nothing is impossible because I'm possible.
Let's
fucking go.
Because impossible.
Yeah, man, nothing's impossible because I'm possible. You feel me?
Yo, how many times we going to run this bar, man?
Hey, yo, till niggas understand. You know what I'm saying? We get it yet?
Till they underdig it. You
feel me? Click like a seatbelt yet? What we doing?
Hey, yo, what's up with you, Gunna?
Shit. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, your boy, you know what I mean, had to have a little conference with the mayor, you know what I mean, yesterday. But other than that, you know what I mean?
How did that go?
It went well. You know what I mean? She's a very good speaker, passionate speaker. But, you know what I mean? You know, I still have my my glasses on, just observing, you know what I mean? Just hoping that, like, you know, certain things come to fruition. And, of course, you know, I mean, people are human. Like, so everything that you wish and desire of a political candidate is not always going to kind of, like, swing in your way. But the thing is, you want to see the attempts be there. You want to see what is the energy like from, you know, some of the things that she was kind of, like, spewing out that day.
But, you know, politicians is good at politicking, you know what I mean? Yeah, they got their way with words, me, you feel me? That's oh, they good speakers, know. That's about it.
She's
such a good speaker.
Nah, I'm not, I don't want to definitely have us, you know, be on this too long, but I don't know how y'all feel about the mayor, but I like the direction that she's going, that she's trying to put the city in.
Man, you ask me, I don't like that. One thing I don't like is we're going to utilize every tool in the toolbox. I'm not fucking with that.
You know what I mean?
I'm not fucking with that.
Maybe sometimes
she addressed that, and she had a nice little explanation for certain things that she spewed out.
Anytime you're working on anything, you don't even use every tool in the toolbox. Right. That ain't cool, yo.
I'm saying,
and it ain't looking good for our community when you talk about that, because that's what them, you know, them Caucasians do. They use every tool in the toolbox to hinder us and slow us the fuck down and all that. Like, nah.
But
only time will tell. So I'm reserved at this point.
That's it.
Okay. I like that. Because I was about to, you know. I like that. So I'm going
to reserve our thoughts to see how things progress.
That's and with that being said, reserving fucking thoughts.
Oh, you can't move on. How was your fucking week, nigga? How you doing?
Come on, man. I'm boozy, man. Like, that goes without being said. You know what I mean?
You definitely Boosie 2.0.
Like, come on, man. Like, come on. It is I. But on to the real matters at hand. When these allegations came out, when these hypotheticals, when people started just talking and things like that, when these things came out about this certain individual, it was a sad day in Philly, and we all know what we're talking about. My guy.
Around the world. I thought you were talking about Diddy at first.
Well, fuck Diddy. I don't care about Diddy. Yeah. Wow. Diddy doesn't do anything for me.
I don't think you want to fuck Diddy.
Wow.
Diddy does the fucking. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
And this is what I'm talking about. The allegations about my man Meek.
Freaky Meeky.
Freak Mills.
Okay.
Come on, guys. Like, stop it, yo.
That sound like that could be
like,
a good
cologne. Like, we not doing this, yo.
Rapping number five.
Like, we not doing this, man. We not about to sit here. Like, do y'all believe it?
Nah, man. You
thank
y'all.
So we can get that out the way.
Until it's believable.
Listen, they say believe half of what you see and none of what you hear.
Look, and nowadays you can't even believe half of none of that shit.
Okay, so we getting that out the way. We don't believe that Diddy was currently fucking Meek.
Meek be having some outlandish videos, track records of how he maybe moving a little kind of awkward. You know what I'm saying?
Especially when he get around rich people.
You know, and then he come back to the hood want to be Mr. Aggressive. You know, but
what's that song by Drake?
Out the hood, he got niggas calling him daddy, and he let.
I was about to say,
fly.
What's that song by Drake? Rich baby daddy or something like that.
You know what I'm saying? And this would be a lot of, you know, he was dressed as twin.
Yo, come on, man. Come on, guys.
Is a lot of heathenness activity.
I like how you did that. But.
But the allegations
has come out in the P. Diddy case, and it's crazy how it seems like Usher has definitely skated past this. It seems like only all the energy has been towards Meek, but I feel like I understand.
Usher's R&B, man.
That doesn't matter. But again, I believe
he's not
that
an aggressive person,
right? And Usher already
Meek
had
is a
allegations.
Street aggressive coming out. Rapper.
I almost expect that from Usher.
Yeah, Meek is an aggressive street rapper talking about he killing and lying niggas and. You know what I mean? Backdooring and pause. I'm saying like, and all that. And then now this come out. That's
no, I just, I believe out. That the reason, like one of the reasons, that it's like Meek is an easy target.
That's what Diddy said. Oh, yeah. Pause.
That's what he thought. Like, man, I just really feel like he's an easy target for people to try and, I don't know why they will use him or bring him into these allegations, because again, it seemed like it's not even phasing Usher. It's like, man, I'm not even worrying about that shit, and Meek shouldn't be worrying about it either.
At all.
You know what I mean? But it's more easier for it to affect his career, as it has seemed.
So, like, right? Remember, did you know about, I forgot the white comedian name who was just in Philadelphia doing a stand-up.
Andrew Schultz.
And he did he had a little improv about Meek, a little section. And then Meek shared his thoughts on it. And just Meek does it to himself. Mm-hmm. He commented and going to say, I never laughed so much or so hard at being gay. What? He could have rephrased that a whole different way. I never laughed hard at somebody accusing me of being gay or saying that I was, you know what I mean?
Right.
So he said, at being gay. Like, whoa, hold up. Like,
I can't, you see, when we do things like that, I can't even defend.
Meek make himself an easy target.
Yes, I can't even defend things like that. And with all this happening, Meek has dropped his album.
Right.
He tried to use the music to, as we all know, you know, get away from the news that's going on.
Total power of the news. But.
I wouldn't say he used that to do that because he appreciated this already premeditated.
Right, and I think that he used it to capitalize on it as well.
As he should have.
Did it work?
Did it work? It depends on how you're looking at it. I think it did work. Now, why would you... No, I can't say why, because we didn't even find out what was your response. Do you think it worked?
I don't think it worked.
Okay. Now, why would you say it didn't work?
Go ahead. I want to see.
I think it worked because at the end of the day, no news is bad news when you're an entertainer. So it's like good or bad. Like, I mean, his name is in the headlines. His name is coming out the mouth. So evidently, it still shows a relevancy of where you stand, good, bad, or indifferent.
Why would you say it didn't work?
No, because Meek has been dealing with, and let's just be honest, a lot of easy targeting since the Drake battle.
Okay.
Like, he's an easy person to come at. And I feel like his career was just, not just starting, but it was getting back to where it was at prior to the Drake beef, because of everybody trying to all his fans and things like that not letting him prosper musically.
Okay.
Now, this album that he dropped, or I'm gonna say EP,
right,
did nothing.
Why would you say it did nothing?
6K
of what?
Anything.
6K of what? First week sales?
Yes.
All right, so I'm glad you stated that.
Hold on. Okay. That as a Meek artist.
As an artist of
his stature.
Okay. All
right. Okay.
6,000 in the first week.
Okay.
Is not good.
All right. So I'm glad you said that. One thing we tend to do is put the totality of someone's efforts, especially when you're talking about music, because of what I guess social media or the media make us want to think, that first week sales fucking matters. I don't think first week sales says anything, because it's the first week. The album lasts longer than the first fucking week. So if we're gearing ourselves to be based upon someone sells the first week, that's like you're doing a just disservice to that artist, because artists make timeless music. So
supposed to.
So, judging someone off their first week sales is bullshit to me. I don't think that does service to any artist, that we're making their first week sales matter, because it's all about the overall sales after the year. That's one. Secondly, we're living in a day and time where that shit is irrelevant, because we're in a streaming era. So just because someone first week sales is low, that doesn't mean that their streaming is low. His streaming got to be at an all-time fucking high if he's still in the first number one on the fucking charts with his EP. Number one. So that means that people is listening to this shit. they're just not buying it. And you got to remember, his core fans is not the motherfucking Caucasians who will, instead of going to iTunes and listening to it off their subscription iTunes where they pay every month, so fuck buying it, I'm going to download it and listen to it. The white people go buy the album through iTunes or iMusic. His core fan base are streamers or people who's going to download it. That's the hood. They're not buying no fucking album. We download it for free. Fuck that. Or I'm going to listen to it through iTunes all day long, every day. He's getting money every time someone listen to that shit or just put it on for 15 seconds. He getting money from that shit. So what? How you know that motherfucker ain't playing songs on repeat, on repeat, on repeat, on repeat? And he's getting fucking moolah off that. But you got niggas like Academics who's going to drop my man First Week Sales to tarnish what he's truly doing.
And no, and but bullshit. I'm a Meek fan. It's not. I'm a Meek fan. All I'm saying is right, it doesn't look. It doesn't. It doesn't look.
You set yourself
look,
up for this. It doesn't. Have you brought the EP? You set yourself up for this shit. Have you? Were you a part of the 6K? Please and thank you. Or are you a part of the millions of people who are streaming
and millions.
It? Millions that are streaming it daily.
I'm part of the millions.
All right, right. So,
millions.
So who gives a fuck about the 6K sales that we're talking about that people trying to make Meek look bad?
No, because no,
they trying to make my
though.
Man look bad.
No,
yo.
No, on some real shit because I feel like it's showing the projection of what's gonna move forward for me.
Fuck that. Listen to me every day. Don't just buy me one time and I just get one compensation off you. Fuck that. I don't even give a fuck. Stream me every day so I'm getting paid every day from you, my guy. Stream me. I ain't tripping. All right, stream me, please.
I get the sentiment of you both. And you know, even to Bam's argument and to the point that he made, which it was a very good point, whereas though it's like, okay, well, evidently somebody's listening to it when it's the number one album on iTunes or whatever the case may be. I'm not sure that's where his place holding was.
That's exactly where it was. Number one.
Okay, Apple Music, he was number one, which is very heavy because Apple Music is very influential in what Boosie's also saying, projection and possibility of sales and different things like that. Now, y'all actually schooled me to something because I assumed that one and two were the same. Like, if you stream, like,
no,
that's my fault. But this is where I thought it was going. This is what I thought it was going off of. Like, if you listen so many amount of times that it counts as a
sale.
Yeah, I guess.
Yo, so do you know on your iPhone? Everybody got iPhone. Mm-hmm. Do you know how to go and buy a song, or when you listen to music, you just go to Apple Music?
I thought.
I'm just asking.
All right, let's
know. This is what I'm about to tell you.
And I'm gonna answer. First of all, I don't have Apple Music. I have Tidal.
Okay.
But you have Apple Music because it's automatically on your phone.
So yeah. So you there's a place you got the Apple Store, and you got Apple Music.
Mm-hmm.
You can Apple Music, which you subscribe to, and they take monthly subscriptions out of your account,
yeah,
so you can listen to music for free. So if you run out of, let's say you run out of data, or your fucking service don't work no more, mm-hmm. you can't have access to that music that you all downloaded. Versus you go to the iStore and you go buy the song for $129, $199, whatever the fuck the case may be. Your shit stop working, you still can listen to that song because you own that song, that right to that song because you paid for it. And that's one of the things with our community and shit like that. A lot of people don't know the difference. They don't know that they can go buy this shit. They think that, I downloaded it. I got this shit. It's not. Nah, you didn't buy it. You're streaming it, which
right.
is fine.
Now,
he just get less for a stream than he do for a purchase. But the more you stream it, it can outweigh that purchase.
Right. Now,
because when you purchase something and you listening to it, that don't count as a stream because you already own that.
Yeah,
you feel
what
I'm saying? It's like
you're
buying
a
CD and you got your CD player. They don't get paid. They get paid
and
for
then,
that one purchase.
Also you got
so,
that. Then you also have the YouTube views and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
like,
so all that shit adds the fuck up.
Whatever,
yeah,
like,
that shit adds the fuck up, man.
To be honest with you, though, like, again, because I have Tidal, I definitely don't know the option of buying something off of Tidal. Yeah, man. Or maybe if they even have
I
don't know if everything.
Tidal is a streaming service.
Like,
you can't
so,
purchase from Tidal.
Right. So, technically, are you saying that it has to be purchased through iTunes, or
it just had to be purchased, or
like maybe like through Best Buy,
order for him to get credit.
Thank you. But what streaming service provides that other than iTunes that you know of, if there is?
Well, as far as buying the music,
yeah.
What outlets?
Yeah, would it be Spotify? Does Spotify that, like buy like,
I don't know. I think Spotify is streaming
another
service.
Another streaming service as well.
Yeah.
So it's maybe, like you're saying, just maybe iTunes.
It's iTunes. It's other places and other platforms, but I'm just privy to iTunes because I'm an Apple guy.
Gotcha.
But I know the difference between a purchase and a stream. But right. Streams are so, and that's why streams are so powerful. A lot of people are like, yo, you and me get but so much off of streams, but it's so powerful because people can stream that shit all day, every day. You got people out here who just listen to songs on fucking repeat. And before streaming was a thing, you listen to a song off repeat, it's not benefiting the artist. The only thing benefiting the artist is that that first purchase that you did. You done listened to this song a million fucking times, and the artist not benefiting from it. Versus now with the streaming world, you're benefiting every time a nigga play that fucking song. That's why that residual income and all that is a lot more beneficial for the artists and for the record labels. They love streaming because people listen to music all day fucking long.
That's what I'm talking about.
And they getting paid from it every time they fucking hit play.
Now, you probably was not the person to ask personally, but you do present, a good aspect.
And they don't report the streaming. They stay away from that. That's why academics not actually report it. What my man streaming look like, or how he's number one on fucking Apple Music, or where his placement at on Tidal, or none of that. He just tried to play my man, and he did 6K in the week. First week. Fuck out of here. That's nutty
shit.
Help
me not so much help me understand this, but it will behoove me that, like, okay, if I'm paying for my streaming service or whatever like that, and if I choose to download this artist, especially if I download the full album or something like that, right, it will behoove me that shouldn't count towards, like, you see what I'm saying?
I mean,
like for the simple fact, it's like I'm almost like I paid in advance.
But I get what you're saying. And they did try to work out something within a regulation that after so many streams, it counts as a record sale.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was.
Yeah.
Like,
after so many streams, it does count as a record sale, but that doesn't, I don't think that translates into like your first week or shit. That's some
I think
shit
it
that
does
over
because,
the year.
But what happens is you have to.
I don't like to think, man.
No.
Fuck that. We like to think.
No, right.
Nah,
right,
man.
Right.
Fuck thinking.
Yeah, man, we like to think.
Because you brought it up.
The fuck?
Let's go find out.
Yeah, man.
No, we can, but because
but we can talk about it now,
right? Because you said
and
what you said.
Find out later,
right? Because you said what you said. It did just dawn on me because I heard people watching other blogs or whatever
course.
They mentioned this before, where I think it's like it's supposed to be anywhere between 1,200 to like 1,600 plays counts as a sale.
It's possible.
So,
but that's through like RIAA.
Look, bam, bam on it.
So each song would have to have at least the bare minimum of like 1,200 plays a piece for it to be considered a sale. So that means each song is selling on its own or whatever like that.
Correct.
And if each song gets listened to 1,200 times or whatever like that on the album, then it's
Which technically is not gonna
each
really,
song
which typically
right,
doesn't
has
happen.
To get that's I
which
got
typically
you,
doesn't
got
happen.
Because like, they're probably listening to whatever the main song is.
Or whatever song that's
you.
Their ear and throwing
so many times playing.
Now that's starting to understand.
Which still means that first week sales is fucking irrelevant. And if you're comparing your success of an album that you took your fucking time to make to a first week fucking sell, you're tripping. Good luck. What the fuck you think you Drake? Yeah, fuck you think you Drake? First week sales is like, that's like setting yourself up to fucking go insane. Oh, I'm trying to see what I'm making first week. Oh, I did 6K. Fuck, my life is over. What? Nigga, look what you just did on your streaming on this one song or on this. Mm-hmm. Now, since you know that from watching your fucking analytics, damn, this song is it. Now I'm going to make this video for this motherfucking song. Now I'm going to drop this and quadruple what the fuck I made just from streaming. I'm gonna do like, come on, man. Now, fuck academics, man.
Yeah, fuck academics. Man. And with that being said, how do we even feel about the Meek album? I'm quite sure we all listen to it. Meek EP. How do we even feel about the EP? Because follow me on Twitter, guys. I know I be saying Boosie215, 152 everywhere, but follow me on Twitter at Boosie215, and I be dropping the hottest albums throughout the year. And I'm trying to think, as I'm adding Meek EP to the hottest thing right now in 2024.
It's not an album.
So how do we feel about it? So I'm not adding it then. I'm not going
to
add.
It's supposed to be like how...
And shout out to heathenism. Yeah, let's make sure we all know what it is, heathenism.
Yeah, a lot of heathenism. But it's supposed to be kind of like how Lil Wayne did the pre-Carter thing. Like, I mean, fix before the Carter or something like that.
Yes.
So... It's something like that. It's supposed to be like a little teaser to get you kind of hyped that the album is coming.
Okay.
That's what, according to my sources.
What do I think about heathenism? I think that joint hot. I bumped it from front to back, 5 songs. You know what I mean? Want to see what he got, what he working with. Pause. yeah, it was
bumped it from front to back. See, I was wondering when it was coming. Like.
Yeah, but I think it's a great little body of work. I say little because it's only Paul. Right, it's only 5 songs.
Definitely was a solid five songs.
But it was definitely solid songs.
For some honorable mentions, I got Big Boy, the song Big Boy Crazy.
Okay.
I feel like that song he really brought out. Like, you hear emotion. You hear emotion.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like it was solid work. Was 24 hours wasn't on there, was it?
Nah, 24 hours was not, and that was a Fabio song.
But that was a Fabio song. But I like that song with him. Yes, I like the joint with him and Fabio on that joint though.
That joint was hot.
That joint was a go.
Yeah,
that was a go.
That was a club.
That was a go.
That was a Young Bulls joint.
That was a go. Yes, that was a go. That was a go.
But
the joint with him and Future was a go.
Him and Future.
That one was
nice.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. I think that was okay.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It's Future, so it's like it's gonna go because it's Future.
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think because you heard Future by the old Future old shit, but I heard better from Future.
I heard better from Future, but I'm just saying it was a go though. Like it was like, all right, this is another one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean that Future, in the words of academics, you know, stimulus pack. You know what I'm saying? Still rings loud in these streets. Like, I mean, you get a Future from Future, you know what I'm saying? And
somebody gonna listen to it.
It's going up, like, basically, right?
Came from the bottom, straight intro.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I like how he came in soft, and that shit just switched up on your ass. Pause.
I'm just saying, that's how
the song came in. It came in on some, you know what I'm saying, some intellectual, you know what I mean, bop shit, and that shit just turned up real quick. Like, oh, okay.
So it was a hold up, wait a minute. All
right. Something like, not really. I can't.
And look at that. And then we all bounced around the board, and the last song's Times Like This. How do we feel about Times Like This?
I used to pray for times like this.
Track number
like
2.
Hey, you can run that shit down.
Yo, we really went through the board. We said Fabi. We all love
came
Fabi.
Came from the bottom.
We went to Future. We all said Future Jones was pretty cool.
Look.
He said he liked Big Boy. He came with the Big Boy. We said we liked the first track. Now we on track number 2.
Look how my man lined that shit up. Came from the bottom. It was times like this.
Uh-huh.
I got whatever I want because I'm a big boy giving out Chanel. Damn.
Come on, man.
Damn.
Come on, man.
Heathenism.
Come
you
on, man.
Talking that shit.
Yo, impossible. I'm going to need you to calm down. Impossible. Yo, I let the impossible go, but like, nigga, calm down.
And when we stand on my man Meek, followed up behind Meek, he came before Meek, but we all going to agree that Meek had a solid project before we leave off this topic. Meek had a solid project. We don't believe that he's gay. He ain't been getting fucked by P. Diddy.
Well, we don't know that.
Listen, man.
But we said we don't believe it, though. We just said we don't believe it. We don't know if it, but we just don't believe it.
Look,
only thing I'm gonna say is I pray for times like this. You know what I'm saying? that he don't open up his behind like this.
Okay?
And when that news dropped, it was raining that day. So I don't know if that was like a sign of like shit was true. The city was sad.
You remember the day it came out? What happened?
Yo, I remember.
All the things that happened.
Yo, man, look, man.
Generally, when it rains, it means something got killed.
You mean?
Somebody might have murdered that.
Yo, chill. But since we're going to stay with my man, we're going to move along to the Dream Chasers.
Somebody thorough.
One and only. They've been holding the city down for the longest. He been running through the streets.
Nigga, with this long ass intro, nigga, get to who
you know what I do.
About.
You know how I do it.
I know, nigga.
Nigga, the realest,
the
one of the realest, straight from Mount Airy.
Take it to the core.
Core dropped his project.
Thank you, man. Because I didn't know who the fuck he was talking about.
He fucked me up, man. Like he ain't let me go.
he talking about Easy the Block Cap. Like, what the fuck is going on? Enes, Beanie Siegel.
Shout out to Siegel. He had his joint the other night.
At the Met.
Hey, yo, fuck that. Shout out to my man Boosie, because Boosie was in the city last night as well. But let's stay on core.
Okay.
B-O-O-S-I-E. That's me, but let's stay on core. Yeah, man. Okay. How do y'all feel about that?
I was going to hold up, but I think I need another one.
You trying to see what it's... It must ain't hit you yet, huh?
Core dropped his long-awaited project, finally being with Dream Chasers, being with Meek Mill. How do we feel about it?
That shit was a classic. I'm still bumping that. It was.
Amazing.
You calling it a classic? Yeah, that shit was a classic.
Corridor dropped some shit.
That was a classic.
Now I feel like I really got to listen to this shit.
That shit was a classic.
Like, I heard
a
couple of songs, but I ain't going to sit here and say I bumped it. Like,
Corridor might be the hottest in the city.
You know, might be. He is. Like,
yeah, right now, yeah.
He's been the hottest. And my thing is this, nigga, if anybody who's a fan of this podcast or a supporter understand that Gunna Ben said this, bro, Little Dirt is the Chicago's version of our core. And he could be where Dirk is if he would have been on that shit. Because he been had that, like, that singing shit or whatever the case
is.
Let's make sure
we pay proper respect, everybody. Core album, let's let everybody know. It's an 18-track album. What was it called, Bam? Let everybody know.
Thorough, man.
Yeah, man, it's the thoroughest joint out here right now.
Did he spell it right? Or
yeah,
he spelled it
like thorough, nigga.
Oh, so he spelled it. He spelled it the getaway. All right, cool.
He said the getaway.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. When you name
also,
shit,
if
you know,
are a core fan, this is definitely classic core. Yeah, you know I mean, this is classic core, but he's definitely giving you more than what he normally gives.
He's giving you that versatility. He should have been doing
like,
that.
I appreciate this album. Like, core is definitely coming along as the artist he's supposed to be coming. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, I am glad that because people like to hate on, I don't want to stay on Meek because we're on core now, but people like to say that Meek doesn't give enough of a big upence to Philly artists, and I'm glad that Meek made sure that he was promoting this.
It's kind of like correct, though.
It's halfway true.
Yeah, it's definitely because
right now, I was about to say, because niggas is chomping at the bit. Niggas is chomping at the bit to kind of like do interviews or whatever like that to try to expose like how Meek basically don't look out for the city and keep on blaming it on that niggas is beefing and shit like that.
But you know, Meek, that is halfway true. But you know, he got his reasons. You feel what I'm saying? He got his reasons. He had to get his label and himself around the world, so he had to do what he had to do and step away from Philly for a little bit. But I'm glad he spun the block, and you know what I mean? He in a position where he can do what the fuck he want to do, and he giving back to a city.
Sure. I think he made up for all that by signing Core. You get Core off these streets, he made up for it, man.
Yeah.
The rest of the young boys, goofy out here. I'll be out here.
Yeah, goofy.
Like, so to me, I am also like glad, like I already said, like I'm glad he's finally doing what he everybody wants him to do. by supporting the person that we all want him to support, if anybody in Philly. You get what I'm saying? Like, we all seen the push behind Rocky. We still wish Rocky the best, but it's just seeming like, you know, as we all see it.
What? You know what do we see?
It's
still
it's,
hot fire.
She hot fire, but it's like
thank you.
You know, it's like a motherfucker that ain't got no hops, but swear they could tap the stop sign. Yeah, it's like that shit going on. And it's like she's jumping, but she ain't getting off the ground.
So what you trying to say? She got a ceiling?
I mean, she can't touch it if it is a ceiling. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, it's not to be smart.
What female in the city right now hotter than Rocky?
I mean, Tierra Whack.
I'm not gonna say Whack because Whack is on a different plateau, so don't even use Whack.
But he actually
is like a pop artist, bro. She hot fire.
Call it what you
want,
but I mean, you asked me who's hotter.
Other than Tierra Whack.
But this is what I'm saying. Even with Tierra Whack is in the same boat and she's on.
What's my joint out here right now that's doing the dance joint?
That's Scarlett?
No, not Scarlett. I'm talking about the joint from Philly, nigga.
Oh.
About to say Scarlett ain't got shit on Rocky.
She you don't. Know what I'm talking about? Oh my God, I can't think of her name right now. But right now, she's definitely hotter than Rocky.
What? Because of one song?
No, it's not because of one song. She's definitely out here making
noise.
She's
not going bar for bar with Rocky.
No, it's
not
about going
bar
for
bar.
See, that's the issue, too.
There you go.
Because, see, at the end of the day, she's a good rapper, but it's at the same time, it's like putting something that is...
That's what Philly people are. They're good rappers.
We understand that, man. But at the end of the day...
Are they not great artists that's going to make some of that? I'm just speaking to her being a who's a better rapper.
She's at where she needs to be then.
I got you.
She's at where she needs to be.
Makes sense. She
got
to do more
polish
than
be at the end of the day, we got a lot of good-ass rappers that can't put songs together, bro.
Yeah, that's not artists. I got you.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you have to add a pop element.
I understand the difference.
All right, but that's what we're trying to get at.
That it's was like, one of my shit that I get.
That's literally what we're trying to get at. Is that yo, we not trying to discredit Rocky. We not trying to sit here and say that yo, she's not good. Mm-hmm. She's not talented.
She's just a great rapper, and that's where the buck stops.
And the buck stops kind of there for now because it's like at the end of the day, she hasn't tapped into that element.
I got you.
That makes her able to be marketable.
I got
to
you.
The masses.
Makes
yet.
Sense. Makes
Let
sense.
Let them know, Gunna. Let them know.
Gunna. She's just not marketable right now.
I got
talk
you.
That shit
but
to
nobody
him.
You know, no artist. That you know that's out here making some great music can stand in the ring with Rocky. Maybe with making music, not making great songs.
That's just what it is.
That's what we're talking about.
That's literally
what we're talking
about. Nobody's trying to sit here
and
say that motherfuckers is better than her.
I'm trying to tell you what I'm talking about.
We already know what you're talking about. What's already understood don't need to be explained.
Thank you.
Like at the end of the day, that's what I'm saying. Nobody's trying to discredit her place. Like, we understand, it's like Rocky is it. Like, I mean, just at one point in time, Quilly Mills was it. But at the end of the day, bro, you don't move the fucking needle.
I got
this
you.
Is why Quilly
sense.
Mills has
and
been
hold on.
Quillian.
I'm not going to do that because I don't want Rocky to catch whiff of this shit. Rocky does move the needle in her way.
No, bro.
Rocky does move the needle.
You basically sounded repetitive.
Yeah,
nobody's taking the crown away.
You are standing on your fucking 10 toes, nigga.
Nobody,
don't come back on the ship, nigga.
Nobody's taking the crown.
This ship has sailed already, nigga.
Nobody's taking the crown.
Stay over there with the motherfucking dancing shorty.
Nobody's taking the crown away from Rocky at the end of the day.
Yeah, stay over there. Stay over there with fucking Lay Banks.
Lay Banks.
Lay fucking Banks.
There's a lot of Lays going on here.
Lay fucking Banks, nigga.
Listen, ain't nobody taking a crown away from Rocky. What we establishing is that some people, it's just like back in the day.
So she the Reed Dollars.
Literally about to say that.
She the Reed Dollars.
You know what I'm saying? That's literally what I was about to say.
Shout out to Lay Banks. I'm trying to get you on the pod, baby.
Because literally, I was literally 10 seconds away from saying that.
But
I was
going
to sit here and say, it's literally back in the day when Reed Dollars was the best thing smoking here in Philly, whatever like that. Cool, clear cut king of fucking Philly.
He gave my man a deal. He dropped fucking toast to this. Good though.
And then fucking
Meek Mills. Shout out to Reed, though.
Meek Mills, niggas can say what they want. But Meek Mills from Trey Pound, Crack Crown, Meek Millie, Bloodhounds, Grimy, Thirsty, Bout It, You Heard Me, Glitty on Did That, Clip Hole 30. From that to even fucking In My Bag. since Meek Mills have song wise has just been a cut above niggas. Not that he's a better rapper.
I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? And there's no need that's to just elaborate. What it was. You that's just me? What it was.
I got you. Makes sense. And shout out to Core. Yeah,
Yes, man. Shout out to that fucking album, man. And again, follow me on Twitter. You already know that I added Core to the fucking hottest album of 2024 right now. But let's move along to some sad news. Like, when I seen a documentary, I was seeing things coming across my timeline about this lady. A lot of people had certain feelings. I grew up watching this lady on TV. I done seen her talk shit about everybody, but hey, she was the gossip. She was the gossip of the city before the gossip of the city.
She was
fucking.
Thanks to Diddy.
Diddy
gave us a gym.
She was the shade room before the shade room. She was late night tea talk before late night tea talk. And we here talk about Wendy Williams.
I was about to say, here you go with another long ass fucking nigga. You not Unk, man.
Unk got it from me.
Y'all talking about Unk. We talking Auntie Shay Shay?
Yeah.
You know, Auntie Shay Shay, y'all niggas bugging. I never know an unk name Shay Shay, but go ahead.
The one and only.
You gotta chill.
The one and only great already said her name, Wendy effing Williams.
Okay.
And I ain't talking about F Williams.
Huh?
He tried to do an impossible thing.
It just
was this. It's cool. The effort was there. The intention was clear, but just wasn't it.
It wasn't executed.
Yeah, man. Wendy Williams, man.
Sad situation with Wendy, man. There's a lot going on with that. I feel like, you know what I mean? It's situations like hers that make you believe in the conspiracy theorism that goes on because her situation is very sad. Recently, like Boosie was saying, that she just dropped a documentary. Now it's coming out that the production team was like, if we was aware that she had like dementia and different things like that, cameras would have never got started rolling, whatever like that. Nobody peeped the blitz.
I call bullshit.
A lot of people are calling bullshit because there was a motion made some years ago. I'm gonna say like at least pre-22. Was basically like once she's been like a year off TV by this time.
And why do you think they got her off TV?
Right, because a lot of situations kind of led to her kind of like her demise off of TV. But I'm gonna try to keep it on pace.
They know.
Excuse me. I'm trying to keep it on pace or whatever. Basically, she wanted to fire some of her representation or whatever like that because basically her lawyer and different things didn't have certain best interests in mind. And then the new person that kind of came along, they feel like she kind of backdoored Wendy, even though she tried to come off as somebody that had her best interest. And basically, Wendy Williams was actually kind of like pre-diagnosed with this dementia shit like years ago. Nobody really kind of caught wind of it because she still was coherent enough to where as though like she sent out like appeals and different things like that because they froze her money. Back in pre 2022, so like around 2021 ish, like that, they froze her money trying to plead like the insanity thing then, or whatever like that. And she appealed it. She spoke fluently and understood the situation and all the different things that she was under. She changed her representation from then on, and a lot of people believe that her representation basically green-lighted this whole situation and kind of now is like playing both sides of the fence. Basically knowing that she's hasn't been feeling ill. They've been prescribing her lithium. If anybody know the history of lithium is what has been making these people go crazy or whatever like that. This is what they tried to put Kanye West on, but Kanye West refused to take it. This is why Kanye West is speaking against the Matrix. And so it's just, yeah.
You're gonna say Kanye got what?
No, Kanye was about to be another victim of the lithium situation. So what you see in Wendy Williams go through, they was going to have Kanye go through as well, and it was just going to blame it on him being insane. which he doesn't really need help in that department.
He's not insane, though.
He's not.
Let's not go off track.
All right. Yeah.
Let's stay on Wendy.
I mean, I like Wendy's.
Yeah, they got some great nuggets.
You know what I'm saying? Spicy nuggets.
Yeah, yeah. She's definitely a spicy nugget. I tell you that. But yeah, I would definitely say like it's a sad day when you see your people continuously getting used and abused and taken advantage of just for ratings and shit like that. Man, they know damn well she shouldn't have been on motherfucking no documentary like that, no TV like that, none of that. There's no way a lady of her stature, or stature, I'm sorry.
Stature, yeah, is that right?
And they don't know that she got dementia. They don't know that she's going to see the doctors and understand all. Man, they know. That's a bunch of BS, you ask me. They know.
They knew something was wrong with them feet, but they ain't know what was going on upstairs.
Yo. No, they knew what was going on upstairs and in the basement.
Yo.
I tell you that shit now. The basement was showing.
Yo.
Them shits look like spicy nuggets. Now that y'all mention it.
They look a little bit more than spicy nuggets.
Yo, I'm going to let go.
Like some exploded beef patties.
If I talk about a sale feet, I'm going to be the wrong one. They're going to kill me. Okay. But I'm going to stay on topic. Let's be serious.
It's fucked up how they doing Wendy, though. I tell you that.
It's fucked up. Like, it's come fucked. On.
They're exploiting
like,
the shit out of
her. She can't access her money.
They're exploiting the shit out of her.
And you know, she can't, my fault, but real quick, if she can't access her money, you know, like her estate kind of takes over full control or whatever like that. And her son has already been saying that, like they kind of bullshitting with it, like yeah, like the banks and everything would dictate where her money goes and how they kind of distribute in future.
Now I'm
endeavors.
Glad that y'all elaborated on that on everything. So
not really. The bank ain't got control over shit. The estate does, and whoever is the administrator or the executive of the estate, they're the ones who got the control.
But yeah, thanks for the correction.
All right, so I'm glad we got y'all perspective of it because y'all was coming from people who have been on the outside reading all the blogs and seeing everything that's going on. So I'm going to give my perspective of a person who actually sat down and watched the documentary. I'm going to also make sure to state that I didn't watch the full documentary, but I definitely watched half of it. Far as her money situation, the money situation is definitely being held up by the courts of some sort, and it's predicated to some type of doctors. Like, doctors got to clear her of being, I guess, being coherent, everybody we all know, for her to get her money. And currently, right now, that's definitely not a no go. Also, watching the documentary, I cannot blame the directors it was Lifetime. I can't blame Lifetime because this documentary is something that it definitely shows that Wendy wanted. You know what I mean? She wanted to do this. She wanted her fans to see.
Not knowing that she wanted to do it. She wanted to do it, but didn't know that she wanted to do
now,
it.
Now, at certain points in time.
But knew she wanted to
do it. Right. That's the whole state of dementia.
Yes. Now, at points in time, yes, I'm not denying that, bro. I'm not denying that maybe at certain points in time.
All the time. Your brain thinks that it knows.
But if you have. Like, yeah, maybe Lifetime. Yes, Lifetime did want the views and things like that, the money to come in from this Wendy Williams documentary. But again, Wendy wanted it. She had an agent who was also a part of the documentary that was showing that wanted this doc to be done. Now, also, y'all elaborated on how she can't get any money right now. We don't know if this documentary was a way for her to start getting some money into her pocket.
Or not getting the money.
I'm about to say, where is she getting it from, though? Like, you see what I'm saying? Where would the revenue be, like, actually distributed to? So that's what Bam is kind of alluding to. And, right? It's exploitation, no matter how you look at it.
At the end of the day, and then I'm telling you from dealing with, mind you, I'm in the banking industry. So I'm dealing with this shit all the time. And when people, when older people and shit like that, they start to get dementia, and how certain steps have to be taken.
Be trying to become power attorney. Correct. Like a motherfucker.
But
like,
once you become dementia, you can't be power attorney because you're not coherent enough to designate someone as a power attorney.
That's what they're trying to explain.
So then at that point, it's other steps you got to take, like someone becoming guardianship and all this other shit. So a lot of shit get held up. Mm-hmm. And then the state of dementia is a motherfucker because your brain really thinks that it knows what the fuck is doing. And you're in the right, and you know what you want to do. When in all actuality, you don't know what the fuck. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I want to jump off the bridge. I do want to jump off the bridge. No, but your brain is telling you that that's the best thing for you. When in all actuality, it's not.
No, for sure.
So with them, what you saying that she wanted to do it? If she has dementia, whatever the fuck she says is not in void, because that don't mean that you really want to do it, because you're not even in the right state of mind to make a decision.
For sure.
Because you're not going to make the best decision for you. Right. Compared to the way the world works and how, you know, we view shit right and wrong and respectful.
No,
and
for
shit
sure.
Like
because
that,
at certain points of time in the video, in the documentary, even in the beginning, I kind of felt bad for Wendy because it was like right off the bat, you can tell something was wrong. She started talking about herself in third person that even threw me off. I was like, hold on, because she said something about Wendy. It was like just a scene. I don't really want to rehash. If you are a Wendy fan, I'm quite sure that you've seen it. And it is sad to see the up and the major downfall of this lady, even though she has, a lot of people feel like she has damaged a lot of Black households and damage a lot of Black people lives. It still is a sad thing to see who she is to go out the way like this.
Dun dun dun. At that moment, that's when we knew
she fucked up.
She fucked up, or they fucked up, because they knew what the fuck they was doing. When they knew at that moment they was recording, though, we can't do this shit. We're not dropping this shit. You see how she talking to herself in third fucking person? And this is, we done. This shit short. You're not making her look like this. Fuck out of here.
But it could be some celebrity. It could be some celebrity shit.
But again, the agent, her manager, or whoever was okaying all of
this. I bet he was.
She.
You know, the agent probably is dealing with on a regular basis. The agent like, fuck that, drop that shit.
She.
We getting
is a she, and that is the new appointed. That was the newly appointed lawyer over her financial endeavors.
That shit is nutty.
And that's who they actually are trying to blame for the person who actually greenlighted the project. But also is now trying to sue the project, saying that, hey, like, cameras should have been rolling if they knew, like, because the mental statement that she proved herself. That's why people is saying that this lawyer chick is on both sides of the fence. Now, it's not have been proven, so all these are alleged. You see what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, they saying that she's the person who actually green-lighted it, but now also wants to renege and talk about somehow.
I bet she is trying to renege.
So I think she's trying to play the system, being as though she is a lawyer, and she was also appointed over Wendy Williams' financial.
I don't fuck with people playing the 50.
Well, with all this being said, I really wish the best for Wendy. She was definitely prominent. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to say it doesn't matter, because I wasn't a celebrity who was involved in any of her, you know, stories and things like that. But she was our Ricky Lake, our Jenny Jones. You get what I'm saying? Like, not of that, but you get what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying? Right. Like, so she was a prominent force in the Black community, whichever way you want to put it. And I wish the best for Wendy and her family, man. And with that being said, Wendy's whole career, not whole career, but some of her career came up in a certain era. And this goddamn era was the 2000 era. And now, if I don't know if y'all caught the latest episode of The Shop.
Hot in. So hot in her.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all caught the latest episode of The Shop, but Nelly definitely had some things to say on there, and I wish we can play it for the people. But one of the most prominent things he said on that shop was that the 2000 era was the hardest era of hip-hop.
It was.
Musically, yes.
Musically, the hardest era of hip-hop.
Undoubtable. Undeniable.
Yeah. Niggas was at their peak. Like, You know what I mean? It wasn't no definitive, like, number one, like, this person is the guy.
Well, it was. But we ain't gonna, we can keep going.
It was,
but it wasn't. Because, yeah, like, I know what you're saying.
You don't know. It was. Yeah, no, it was.
It was Wheezy.
No, it wasn't. No, it was Hov.
You bugging.
Yes.
You're bugging. It was Hov. You're bugging.
Yes.
You're bugging. You're bugging.
Stop it, man.
You're bugging.
Stop it. We not about to do this. We not going to do
you're
this.
Bugging.
Look, look, we,
that's,
the cameraman
why,
even stood up in the back.
That's why we're bugging.
He even stood up just now.
That's
you're
why
I
was
sitting like,
down. Sir, brother. Brother.
You're
Hov. You know what I mean?
You're
I don't
bugging.
Calm down.
Right. Calm down, brother.
You're bugging.
Jay.
It was definitely Wheezy.
Yo.
No.
Wheezy was running shit.
Yo.
Wheezy was, but I feel
who
like.
Who was running shit like Wheezy?
Hold on. What I feel like Wheezy.
Who was running shit? You got niggas got tattoos because of Wheezy.
All right, can you let me finish? You asked the question. Niggas trying to answer.
Thank you.
Niggas, the whole rap era now is because of Wheezy.
Yo.
But we're talking about the 2000s.
Button ups.
We talking about the 2000s, right?
Who stopped? Now,
Autotone.
Who stopped like, Autotone shit?
He was wearing baggy clothes because of cash
later.
Money.
That's what I'm saying. That's later.
He was wearing
that's
baggy
Wheezy
clothes
era.
Because of
that's
cash money.
That's more Wheezy
money.
Era. I was not
and
wearing
hot boys.
Baggy clothes because of cash money.
He was
money.
Wearing 4XTs.
Wheezy didn't really.
And 42 size jeans.
Get the fuck out of here. Because
of hot boys, nigga.
Lil Wayne did not cement himself as a top tier artist until after 2005. So
what?
To a little bit after 2005.
We
and
said
I'm like,
the 2000 era.
2000 era. We're not
so
saying
we're
that
not
he
saying
wasn't
to, yeah,
we're
year
not saying
2000,
that he wasn't right. relevant. We're
the
not saying
era
that.
Of 2000. When you
are
talking
that.
About
what's the
percentage?
So,
right,
but what
so
I'm
what
saying
we
is
in the era, yeah.
was,
so
he
wait,
had the later 2000s.
So
Wheezy was the later 2000s.
So who
if you're talking
then?
About
who
from 99 to
who
about 2005, maybe 2008,
who was
it was Jay fucking Z. Nigga, like it was, bro. It was. It was Jay Z.
H to the Izzo.
He not lying, bro, because at the end of the day, for
Big
real, for real, bro, if Jay-Z,
one and only.
Jay-Z had niggas wearing polo button-ups.
Come on,
I mean,
man.
Button-ups with fucking baggy-ass fucking jeans,
on,
nigga,
man.
And some dumb-ass sneakers
my
that look like pills.
Doing, yeah, hey,
when
my
did,
my
when
man
did,
was on a beach with Shot Clef Ty
Kanye
jeans.
Kanye was later
when,
2000.
When did 50 come in?
Huh?
When did 50 come in?
2003.
Man, come on, Jay-Z had
so
a run for three fucking years.
Hov had a run for 3 years?
Hov was late
Hov
90s.
Hov had a run
so
for
from
three
98,
years.
So like from 98, 99, to about 2005. Bro,
I would
that's
say
longer
about
than all.
2001.
Nah, bro, you tripping.
Yo.
No, DMX had
Hov
the industry
held
the
summer
cool,
down. My man
at the
Hov
end of the day,
held it down
DMX
12 summer straight.
To
y'all niggas is crazy.
His impact to the culture was different than Jay-Z's. Yes, DMX was a better artist. He was more impactful. It's like the Tupac and Biggie argument. But Jay-Z really had niggas like, if Jay-Z said, yo, put on fucking dress down button up,
let
niggas did it.
Let him know. I don't
if,
even gotta
Jay-Z
talk.
If Jay-Z said this shit was,
I don't
if Jay-Z
talk.
Said, yo, we moving like this, niggas started moving
let
like that.
Let him fucking know.
That's
I don't even gotta
that's
talk.
What it was. He had the Rockefeller shit going on. Like, bro, he
come
had the
going. I don't gotta
weird
talk.
Weird Rockefeller. Like, nigga, when
yeah,
State Property.
What?
Man, I don't gotta
he
talk.
He had niggas wearing State Property shit. Like, yeah,
I don't
if
gotta
Jay,
talk.
If Jay said move, if Jay said jump, it was how they guys changed the name from Simon Says to Jay-Z Says.
Yo. Wheezy even came to Hov the try and get out of his deal. The only nigga that can save him. He like, yo, Hov, I need you.
He was like, Mr. Carter.
That's because his name is Carter.
Tell me where have you been?
Because his name is Dwayne Carter.
I need to get away from baby, and I've been wondering why.
Are we talking
yo, you're bugging.
Like, if we talk strictly music, this is why Nelly's saying it's the hardest era, because at the end of the day,
yes.
musically niggas was fighting for number one.
Yes, yes.
And this is
yes.
why this
and
is why you can sit here
and
say
why I
DMX.
Love that.
This
yes.
is why you can say Lil Wayne. This is why
yes.
you can probably bring up a Kanye West.
A Ludacris.
A 50 Cent.
Nelly.
You know what I'm saying?
We
Nelly.
Gotta say Nelly.
Because
Nelly
went
had,
diamond.
Yes. One,
Nelly went diamond,
one,
then 50
one,
went diamond.
One. You
but the other niggas was,
Nelly
used to fight for like number one. Like, yeah. Because
he was one that he made. He finally
yeah,
made
niggas
it.
Used to fight for like the
he
number one.
He finally
made
it. You
know what I'm saying? Billboard type shit. Like, whatever. Like,
you had to live through that shit.
Artist.
I was there.
This is why Jay-Z talking about something we ain't worrying about Billboard or whatever like that.
Hey,
because
yo.
Jay-Z has
I was
almost
there,
deflect
man.
Certain things because
he was.
He really was competing with some of these niggas that was making hotter, like, in the moment music. popular songs, but Jay-Z was
timeless.
Was the culture. Like, it didn't matter that he was, whether if he, yes, he outsold these artists or nothing. It's like, nigga, if Jay-Z said it, nigga, it was fucking,
and then
it was biblical.
Yes.
And it was
what?
Biblical,
and guess
nigga.
What? And guess what
biblical.
Happened? And guess what happened? And guess what the fuck happened?
What happened?
Wayne took that shit and took it to a whole different strategy.
He did. The later half of the 2000s.
What the fuck is you talking about?
The later half of the
2000s. Wayne came and took it to a whole different strategy.
But I would say Wayne had to almost wait for 50 shit to calm down for him to actually move the way how he moved.
All right, yeah, I'm not.
Bro, we're not going to sit here and act like crazy. Bro, 50 had niggas out here in fucking dumbass looking white beaters. Like, stop it. Nigga,
if that's the case,
50 made niggas stop
case,
listening to Ja Rule, and niggas love Ja Rule.
If that's the case,
niggas love Ja Rule.
All right, niggas did love Ja Rule. But he definitely had niggas.
He made niggas stop listening to him.
Hey,
he definitely made niggas stop listening to Ja.
If you listen to Ja Rule, it was almost like you was listening to a rat back then. It was like, hold on.
You're talking about, remember when you was talking about Future? And you was like, yo, that's like the premium pack. Or whatever came in.
Stimulus pack. You know what I mean? Same thing.
That was little fucking Wayne.
Later 2000s.
Hold the fuck on.
Later 2000s.
Hold the fuck on. You get 50 on your track. It wasn't no stimulus package. It Jay-Z on the track. It wasn't no stimulus fucking package. No. What? This nigga Wayne did endless fucking stimulus packages. He couldn't stop. He could not fucking stop.
He did.
He shipped that shit to a whole different ballgame.
Right.
You might have created the game, but I elevated
the blueprint.
The game.
He gave y'all the blueprint.
Yeah. You can be the blueprint.
Fucking blueprint.
Be the blueprint. But guess what the fuck I did with the blueprint? I made a whole new blueprint. You know what I'm saying? Your ladder was 12 feet. I done took that ladder and made that bitch about 32. You know what I'm saying? Oh, fuck what y'all talking
Weezy
about.
Weezy said that in the bar too.
Weezy F fucking
jumped
baby
like
32. Please say the fucking baby.
It was a while where I feel like he made the album irrelevant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, alright, let's yeah. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. It was definitely a point in time. I'm not gonna sit here and act like you know. We all know. I am a whole fan. So when this man was sitting here championing Hov, it made me feel so good. I didn't even have
nigga,
to talk.
That's why you got paper plane shirt on right now.
Thank you.
That's
you
why
for
you.
Him
that's
know.
Why you got an iPhone and still listen to Tidal.
Thank you. Let him fucking know.
We know. Man. We know.
He's been dropping nuggets the whole time.
Hov the fuck out. Yeah,
come on, like,
man,
yo, like, come on, man. Right. Come on, man. But with that being said, though, I'm not going to sit here and act like growing up in Baltimore, periods of time, because like Bam said, stimulus packages. Hov was a album drop. Like, I had to wait for an album. But when that album dropped, it fucking dropped. But throughout them albums, Weezy will probably give me fucking 5 stimulus packages before
bangers
that album drops.
Not endless, endless.
And through them stimulus packages, when I mean endless nights of being out on a fucking Baltimore corner, walking around the streets, hustling, doing everything under the sun, you know what the fuck I'm hearing through everybody fucking speakers?
Yeah.
Was Weezy F fucking baby. And I will never knock this or deny this from this fucking man that, yes, he is on the Mount fucking Rushmore of the greats.
Yeah.
But when it's said and done, it's only going to be one Uno Numo. You know what I'm saying? One Michael Jordan. And that's Hov.
It's cool.
But
that's why you got Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
That's cool.
But you cannot take away Weezy F, baby. He definitely was a prominent, like maybe.
And Kobe had his era.
Kobe has era, you know what I mean? And maybe he probably was on top. But you definitely, it was the hardest era at the time. Like, damn, that was the greatest music era of ever. Because right now, I don't feel how I felt back then. As in a collective of artists in the rap game. You know what I mean? We can sit here and say probably a few names that's really running it. We all know Drake is on top. Let's about not to say, sit here. Drake is on fucking top.
You got the big three. You got the big three.
You got the big three.
You got the big three.
You
got the big three, and then you got, and then there's everybody else.
There you go. Every fucking body else. But back then, like what Nelly said, we can all agree, everybody was fighting for that number one spot. And right now, everybody is not fighting for that number one fucking spot because they already know you can't take it away from Drake. But at least motherfuckers tried to take it away from Hov. You know what I mean? Right? It seemed like people's not even trying to take it away from Drake.
Last nigga tried was me.
Outside of the big three. You know what I mean? So, I don't know if maybe this was a question. I didn't ask it as a question, but I'm going to ask it. Will we ever get another era like the 2000 eras when people are really trying to take away that number one spot?
Nah, man, you wanna know why? Cause no 2 days are the same.
Okay. But they do say everything comes back around.
Dog, can't stand this nigga sometimes.
I let it go over my head.
No, that did go over mine though. Like nigga, like No, man, you gotta know this nigga to know, like. Dog, this impossible ass nigga, man. Nah, man, I feel like because of the way how music is consumed today, it makes it harder.
I think
because artists like Drake established themselves a little bit long, and what niggas don't kind of give a certain amount of respect to is the longevity of niggas. Even though we like try to sit here and have
Drake
our little session of Meek or whatever,
man,
like that, but if you think about it, Meek is slowly approaching what he already, I think, around my maybe roughly 15 years in the game for real. So he's slowly approaching 20 years in the fucking game. You have to respect that, bro, because to stay relevant for 20 years, nigga, that's a lifetime for certain people. Some people don't live to be 20 where we at. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's a lifetime and plus. Mm-hmm. For real. So Drake got 20 plus years in the game right now. You know what I'm saying? J. Cole slowly approaching on 20 years if he ain't at 20 years already. You know what I'm saying? Kendrick, same thing. You know I mean, I know he's not quite at 20.
You can't even bring Kendrick up, man.
Come on, bro. Stop it. We're not
even
gonna do that.
Kendrick dropped once every 7 fucking years.
Don't matter. But it doesn't matter.
Impactful.
Yes, it doesn't.
You wonder why it's impactful. He executed the art of surprise.
There you go. So
always going
to tell the truth. I wasn't even a Kendrick fan.
Fuck.
I'm not even mad at it.
Why do certain artists have to play
into? I understand why he do that. But that's that, man.
But at the end of the day,
you can't compare
every
to no
artist,
Drake, no J. Cole.
Artist,
these niggas is endlessly dropping and giving you that shit. You gotta wait for that.
No, man, J. Cole.
And
took
he got
a,
the same impact.
J. Cole took a nice little hiatus and he switched up his approach.
Well, how about this, Drake?
He switched up his approach.
How about Drake, Meek Mills? You don't gotta wait for these niggas. They endless.
Bro, but you talk about the distance between a Drake and a Meek Mills, bro, is almost fucking light years. Feel like right about now.
But what I'm saying is Kendrick dropped like every 10 years.
That's cool. But what I'm saying is, outside of them three, the big three, which is Drake, Kendrick, J. Cole.
Only reason you say
no
Kendrick
order,
is because of the last album he dropped five years ago.
It's not even for the last album he dropped, bro. It's because Kendrick is him, nigga.
If he dropped in between that and
bro,
was dropping bullshit,
bro,
then you probably wouldn't be saying that.
Well, thankfully he doesn't drop bullshit when he does drop, nigga. That's the point
of
it.
Of course he doesn't.
I rather quality over quantity. Nigga, because you got people like Lil Baby right now who think he's the Wayne of this generation, who his shit is slowly plummeting because at the end of the day, he's giving you repetitive sounding music.
I hear you.
I'm not going to agree with that, but I don't want to stay on this too long. We're going to just move the fuck along. Because I don't have my red sneakers on today. I don't have my red forms on. My real forms. But this boy had definitely was on a Joe Rogan podcast, and he was definitely a reform guy. He was trying to
reform.
Yeah,
reform.
Thank you.
And ladies and gentlemen, I want to reform you.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I'm confused.
Yeah. His name was Sheldon Johnson.
Yes,
he was on Joe Rogan.
He was definitely on Joe Rogan. He was on Joe Rogan like a month ago.
Come on, man.
Wow.
Yo, man. Yeah, Bam, wow. Bam said, do the homies. So I did the homie.
Wow.
I did the homework too, but shit, I ain't see Joe Rogan, nigga. Like,
yeah, yeah, Sheldon Johnson was on the Joe Rogan show, and he was speaking about how he was a changed man, and he was criminal reform and injustice and helping people that left.
He was on the Meek album?
Nah.
Nah, Meek knew it. Meek knew not to let him touch. Meek knew not to touch this boy.
But one thing he forgot to do is reform himself. In the midst of all that, I tell you that much. He forgot to do that shit. He worried about everybody else and forgot himself. This gentleman's from New York City.
Yes.
Back in 1999, he was incarcerated for a murder.
Uh-huh.
He spent about 20-25 years in jail for this murder. Then he was released, and he got himself into, you know, criminal reform and good stuff with the community.
Yes, he seen what my man Meek was doing when he was in jail. He was like, you know what? When I get out, I can do what that man is doing.
And
he was dream chasing.
He was definitely dream chasing.
There you go. There you go. But Meek didn't sign him.
And then dreams turn to nightmares. I tell you that, dreams turn to nightmares.
Hold up, wait a minute.
That quick, they he's just been apprehended and rearrested for a current murder. And this murder is a little bit drastic. It was a dismemberment.
Yes.
He thought he was Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yes.
He was in the Bronx, and there was another gentleman that they caught him on video
leaving out the crib with the victim clothes on.
Hold on. He had different disguises.
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
They called Mo Campbell multiple times with different disguises.
Yes.
Came in looking like a businessman on one.
Yes.
Came in looking like the motherfucking pita bread man on the other. He came in looking like the janitor of the the motherfucking apartment building. He came in looking like a motherfucking 2023 robber with a ski mask on and another. He had multiple disguises going in and out of this goddamn man
basically
apartment.
Basically moving body parts every time.
Every time. And when the police was called because neighbors heard gunshots coming out of this apartment room, the police arrived and they found him in the apartment. So they apprehended him in the apartment, you know, this and that, watching videos. They went back to his place, mm-hmm. and this is where they found a head in the freezer. Mm-hmm. They found the arm. Mm-hmm. They found the leg. The head had that fucking gunshot wound to the head. Mm-hmm. And he's, all in all, is pleading not guilty.
Hold on. And also, we have community justice people standing up for this man.
Yep.
We have, I think that, I hope it's not the NCAA, but they definitely have other
he said NCAA. You know, college basketball. College baseball.
Talking about college sports, nigga. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Hopefully it's not the NCAA. Leo.
Not the NCAA.
Yeah.
Yo, NCAAP.
Yeah, y'all know what the fuck I was talking about.
Nah, we didn't.
I better not see. I hope I do not see.
You talking about Dick Cheney, nigga. Fuck.
One is not NCAA. NAACP. We not going to do that. Everybody ain't going to be on this bitch looking crazy. Like, hold on. You know what I mean? Like, how y'all don't know about the Black People Organization? Like, what the fuck?
Yo, I better not see my man. What's my man? Ron Sharpman down that motherfucker.
Wow. Yo, Al Sharpton?
Yeah,
Al
Sharpton.
Damn.
Yo.
This is exactly why Bam said.
Hey, you.
Real shit. I better not be seeing nobody support this man, yo, because he did it. He is guilty.
If the glove don't fit, Yo. You must have quit.
Gunner, the fucking glove fit, Gunner. That yo, shit fit, bro.
How? Yo, he had disguises on it. You can't even tell it was him.
You thought it was him.
But he might have been helping the person out.
All right, now, with that being said, why was the shit in your crib and you was there with it?
Like I was saying, it's like if your homie, like, bro, if y'all tell me, like, yo, put this shit in the freezer, you know what I mean? Just keep the shit on ice for me or whatever like that. I'm not going to question what it is. I'm going to just be like, yo, man, my man asked me to put this shit in the freezer for him. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, X, Y, and Z.
You know what he trying to do? He's not stopping himself from going back to jail. He's trying to lower the charges so that way he'll be granted a time to be released from jail.
No, that's done.
That's what he's trying to do. He's not trying to say, he's going to go. He's trying to lower the charges.
Body parts and selling them, reselling them, putting them on a black market type shit. Like, man, he was trying to, like, black market this shit, probably.
Now, let's
put him in the freezer. Nobody's asking. Reattach him.
Let's ask the real question at hand. Why did he do this? What did boy do? What was the motive? Like, why? What?
Who knows? It could be a reason why you dismembered this man in a form of fashion like this.
Because it was a fetish.
He may have done some shit back in 99 before he went to prison to the nigga. He said, yo, I got you when I get out.
I'm glad you said that.
And when he got out, he said, I'm going to paint this picture first. I'm going to play this shit. I'm going to come get your bitch ass.
I'm glad you said that. Because it was a clip that I seen about your guy. Your man.
Wow.
When he came out, he said that it was a guy who owed him about a half a kilo. And when he seen this man, he pressed him. And when he pressed this man, he was with his girl. And he had a lot of jewels on. He robbed him for all his jewelry because he owed him less money.
This nigga don't like jewelry. Oh shit! Let me tuck this shit.
Like, goddamn. So if
Debo come,
if his retaliation of
them New York niggas, man, they wild.
But I thought he was reformed, man.
Reformed. He had to reform that nigga that he wasn't reformed. You know what I'm saying? That's what he did. He wasn't to be fucked with. You know what they said? He was at the top chain of the Bloods, man. He said he was one of the at the top of the food chain with the Bloods. He ain't playing. He going back behind the G-Wall and finish calling shots. He just came out to do what he had to do. I'll be back, my guys.
Joe Rogan, I blame you.
Damn.
Whoa.
Because if you wouldn't have gave this man the platform, I wouldn't be talking about this man right now.
Yes, you would have.
Damn.
No, I wouldn't. I blame Joe. Because Joe gave
the white man.
Guess what? That's how it is.
Joe Rogan played as Vlad TV. You kind of got to give it up for Joe, because if it wasn't for the Joe Rogan, who knows? He might have not been on people's radar the way how he is now. It's like, we probably wouldn't have found them heads.
Oh, you know what I just realized? Joe trying to outbeat Auntie Shay Shay.
Now it's Auntie Shay. I'm done.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody about to spin the block to watch this Joe Rogan episode. Sports, no. Like the cat.
Thank you. I like how you did that.
Damn.
We just gonna move along.
Yeah. He talk about sports figures and he
this is one of I'ma give a little I've been doing this all episode, but I'm gonna give you a better one this time.
Hopefully a shorter one.
This is the greatest center that we ever seen. The longest 10-year Eagle ever.
Oh, okay.
Can drink more beer than anybody on the football team. He gave more impressive speeches than Donald Trump himself.
Not hard to do.
His mummer suit is in Mummer's Hall of Fame.
It's not.
We probably will never have a better center than this guy right here, the one and only, possibly, everybody is proclaiming, the greatest Eagle ever.
Greatest Eagle?
Has retired officially, even though I announced this shit months ago, has officially retired Jason.
Now he announced it months ago.
Kelsey.
I swear I was the first one on it, but it's cool. I'm gonna let you rock.
The greatest eagle.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying that's what people proclaim.
It's an argument.
Yes, that's what people proclaim.
It's crazy because I wanted to ask y'all that, and I didn't even see that.
So he's better than Reggie White?
Yeah.
Y'all niggas smoking dope.
Yeah. He's definitely better. If I'm going to be honest, if you want to ask that question, no, he is better than Reggie White. Yes, he is.
When he started and finished.
Fuck Reggie White.
So he's better than Donovan McNabb?
I'm sorry.
He's better than Donovan?
No. To me, no.
He did.
Donovan just holds a
hard
argument. Yeah, thank you. It's a hard argument. Yeah, it's a hard argument.
I mean, it's not about him being better. Oh, we're talking about how. Hold on. He's talking about reverence.
Yeah, like, thank you. How people revere this person. Thank you.
What type of impact he not only had as a member of the Eagles, but as the Eagle community, right?
The impact of an Eagle.
I think at the end of the day, right now, everybody's real favorite Eagle is Brian Dawkins.
Right, and I ain't even say Brian.
Yeah, it's Brian Dawkins. So that's really the question I was going to propose to you guys because I knew we was going to talk
he's
about
definitely
Jason
not
Kelsey.
Better than Brian.
I mean,
not the great.
As far as reverence,
yeah,
not
he's
just
not
performance
revered
on the play.
Better than Brian Dawkins. Maybe to them white people.
I don't know because black people like him just as much too, and I think
I like Jason Kelsey as well.
I think Jason Kelsey made.
I think Jason Kelsey is awesome.
Like even though,
but
even,
he's not better than Brian.
But I think it's two different angles to look at it, right? Mm-hmm. Brian Dawkins is more.
Jason
so,
Kelsey even got a nickname.
Hold on,
Brian
Dawkins, aka since we talk about nicknames, Weapon X,
Wolverine,
Weapon X. Yeah, I mean. Is revered. He's definitely is. There's a soft spot in your heart for Brian Dawkins. You know what I'm saying? Not only for his performance on the field, for the hard hits, basically embodying Philly spirit on the fucking football
and
field
and off the field
and off the field to a degree. Hold on, no, hold on. Listen, just hear me out. It's not to say that Brian Dawkins wasn't active in the community. He didn't, but I think the reason why. You can even put Jason Kelsey in the argument is because he made himself more personable. You see what I'm saying? So there's a softer spot because it's somebody that made himself a little bit more tangible, where Brian Dawkins is more so revered in like ownership, like almost like something that like it's like a standard that you know it's kind of hard to touch.
Was God hard to touch? God intangible? Well, is the Messiah?
I'm not even
going to
participate in this blasphemous shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to participate in the blasphemous shit. But.
It's like, I'm just saying.
I hear you. I understand. But that's what I'm saying. It's more so revered in honor versus this person is revered in, like, damn, he's not only was a hell of a player, but he's also the homie. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. It's like Brian Dawkins is Beyonce, where motherfucking Jason Kelsey is like
Michelle?
J. Cole. No, he's like J. Cole. Like, you'll see J. Cole riding his bike through New York or whatever like that, beep at the nigga. Like, I think we kind of saw him one time or whatever like that, but we don't know. But at the end of the day,
if
like, J. Cole.
If we saw J. Cole, you would have knew.
Right. But
I would have let you knew we
right,
saw J. Cole.
Right, but J. Yo, Cole.
Which you would have screamed.
Only thing I'm saying is J. Cole make himself a little bit more personable.
You see, that's what I'm talking about, man.
Wow.
Shout out to Cole, man.
He makes himself a little bit more personable with
his
audience.
It's a few people I'ma scream for.
Whoa.
Wow. And it's, remember we were talking about how Meek making it hard to pause, right. How to, you know what I mean? Right. Wow.
Whoa.
That was a
Meek
pause?
Making it hard? You said it's a few people I would scream for, bro. Like,
wow.
What's up with you?
And you're,
talking about,
and you're definitely about to say, and I know in those few people, they're men.
Like, yo.
Pause.
Yo, this is crazy, man.
Yeah, daddy.
Yo, you see?
I like how you do that, daddy. Yeah. like.
Yo,
man.
Come on, man. Go ahead. Like,
nah, you don't
go
ahead. Nah. We want to know who you gonna scream for.
No,
like,
I ain't saying.
You scream, I scream, we all scream for ice cream.
No, I ain't got nothing,
you gonna
man.
Scream for your king?
I ain't got nothing.
LeBron. J. Cole.
And
Jay-Z.
Y'all niggas.
We the all the niggas you'll scream for. Like, you know what I mean?
Yo, y'all yo. Wildin', man. Come on,
y'all. So, like, me, he gonna be regular when he meet, like, oh, the female ones, like, oh, shit, y'all met Beyonce. Shit, like, you know what I mean? Nikki, you know what I'm saying? She finally unblocked me off of motherfucking IG and shit. Yeah, man. Like, be, she uplifted the band and shit.
But like, I seen Jay-Z and LeBron.
I was like, ah! Yo, I told my niggas I was gonna scream for you. You got the big daddy.
Y'all niggas wildin', come on, man.
But I
definitely understand what you're saying though, as far as Jason Kelce. Yeah.
And Jason Kelce and Brian Dawkins, I feel like it's like 1A, 1B, I feel like that's gonna be. But all in all, shout out to Jason Kelce on an outstanding career, man.
Thank
you
for
He's
sure.
definitely personified Philly tough, Philly greatness, and what we expect to see.
And he brought us a Super Bowl, so shout out to you, Jason.
And
Kelce.
Also in that his last press conference, he was definitely talking to current Philadelphia Eagle players. It been a lot of, I don't want to stay on this too long, but please, players like AJ, please, man, just don't pay too much attention to us. We're going to talk shit, and that's what we do. We're just passionate, and don't pay us no mind. Just get on the field and play ball. And Jalen Hurts, grow your fucking beard back, Duke. You look like a fucking dickhead.
Whoa.
He looked like Sheldon Johnson.
Yo.
He looked like a fucking petty.
Wow. Wow. Why?
Like, he looked like a fucking McNugget.
Why?
Like, I don't like.
Do it bad is what he look like?
Bro, grow your fucking beard back. But I don't want to stay on that shit too long. Jake versus Mike. Let's get straight to the shit.
Knew it was something, right?
Jake versus fucking Mike. I'm not
here. Who you with?
I'm not here for this shit.
Mike Tyson will knock this nigga.
I'm not here for this shit. Mike Tyson is going to have a fucking nervous fucking breakdown and a heart attack or something in the fucking ring.
What?
He needs to stop it.
What?
Mike needs to stop.
You're bugging. Have you seen Mike?
But I guess it's a celebrity boxing, so this shit don't even fucking matter.
Have you seen Mike?
It's celebrity boxing, so I guess this shit don't. Bam,
don't
that
matter.
Video is sped up by a little bit, man.
It's
you think
not
he's
sped the fuck? Yes.
You think he's still doing that shit?
Yes.
No, the fuck he's not.
But did you see him versus Roy Jones?
Hey, yo.
Thank you.
Yo. He's gonna shut down this white nigga kidney.
Mike Tyson has 60 seconds in him, and that's that fucking video clip that y'all seen.
Ayo,
and that's it.
Hey yo, Boosie.
That's
did
all
you,
he fucking hey,
Boosie,
got.
Boosie, but, did y'all see their face? Did y'all see Jake Paul's face when he was standing?
Did you see
Mike
Tyson's face?
Yes.
Did you see Mike
sign the contract?
Focus, sitting there
yo,
looking
the
at him. I'm about to kill
yo,
you.
His face looked like Wendy Williams' face. Fucking dimensional. The nigga's face looked like Wendy Williams' face. Dementia. He didn't even know where the fuck he was at.
Yo, you're
that's what his fucking face looked
bro,
like.
He's about to be 60 years
yo,
old,
we
bro. Back, I don't
we
care if none of y'all
up.
Niggas the same way.
Yo, Jake is about to knock. Yo,
did you see
Jake
my
is,
man?
Yo,
he's coming in for
him.
Killer.
Thank you. He about to turn into a fucking bobblehead.
It's reaction time.
Thank you.
To box is reaction. And understanding, yo, Jake Paul might not be...
and
to
Jake
the level
trying to
of
take advantage of a fucking of an old man.
He's not to the level of
you ain't shit even, Jake.
That Mike Tyson
fuck
has.
You. Mike Tyson
but
beat on our
at the
fucking
same
greats.
Time, he's been fighting niggas that are actual fighters.
Mike Tyson have not stopped training.
Bro, Anderson Silva is an actual fighter. What's the boy name? Tyrone Woodley. He's an actual fighter. That's cool.
Shout out
but
to the
neither camp. Has Jake fucking Paul. You talk about perfect. So this is what I'm trying to put you in the mindset of. These niggas are professional fighters.
But you also got, we talking about knockout warriors. One of the best motherfuckers ever to do this shit.
You think Mike about to knock him out, and on that, I'm done.
It's cool. I got Mike too, but I feel like this fight doesn't benefit anybody but nobody. So. If Jake Paul happens to win, cool, but I'm rooting for Mike.
I guess so. You already know what to do, nigga.
It's the Kings, nigga.